Blog Talk Radio.
Have tuned in to Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us, yes, you and you, let us exalt that wonderful name of Jesus together. I am truly excited that you would join me on this evening, this special service on tonight, where we are ending strong and launching big into our new season and time in the Lord our God. I'm so glad that you're joining me on tonight. I know that you're going to be in tune and in for a wonderful, wonderful time in the Lord on tonight. We're going to be praying the old year out and the new year in, and we are going to be crying unto the Lord and seeking his holy face as we're saying, thank you, Lord, for this wonderful, incredible year. Yes, in spite of all its ups and downs, in and out, and all of the tests and trials that we have faced, amen, tried on every hand, but still yet have a right now praise, praising God for his goodness, praising God for his mercy, praising God for being a God of provision, a God that know how to make a way out of no way, a God that know how to take care of his people, a God that know how to take you in and bring you out with a testimony, a God that's able to take you from nothing to something, a God that's able to pick you up, turn you around, and set your feet on solid ground. I'm talking about that God, our great Jehovah. His name is Jesus, God manifested in the flesh. Yes. He was both, yes, human, and yet he was divine, amen, walking on this wonderful earth, healing the sick, raising the dead, and ultimately paying the ultimate price and the ransom for our salvation. I tell you, child of God, we are privileged people, blessed people, to have revelation knowledge of who he is and what he's done and doing in the lives of his people. I thank God for every one of his mystery. I thank God for his prophetic word, his rhema word. I thank God for his show word, his right now word. He is that God is deserving of all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. I pray that you shout out your praise tonight and give God the best praise that you ever can give him. And not only giving him the praise, but your life will be a praise. Your thoughts will be a praise. Your inclination will be a praise. Your spirit will be a praise that declare that Jehovah Jireh, our Lord and our Savior, he's still yet alive and he's still yet living. Amen. And his light is shining in and through your life. Oh, child of God, this is our season, children of God. I hear God saying for the church of God to arise as never before and let our light shine. Amen. And that even as we cry unto God, arise, O Lord, and let our enemies be scattered. But I hear God say, let me arise in you. Let my praise arise in you. Amen. In your eyes, in your heart, in your spirit. And watch me penetrate darkness just by your life. Oh, child of God, you are a man and a woman of substance. You are a man and woman of God, of purpose. And you are joint heirs with God and Jesus Christ himself. I tell you, children of God, no matter where you find yourself in station of life right now, no matter what you have been through, no matter what your tests have been throughout the year of 2015, it's time for us to cross over with a praise and a right now praise unto our God. I tell you, as you go into 2016, this is the time to give God your best praise. Amen. My soul look back and it don't have to wonder. Amen. My soul look back and know, amen, how I got over. And I got over in and through and by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of his might and through the Holy Spirit. He's a keeper. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. He's able to make a way out of no way for his people. I know you've seen him put food on your table. I know you've seen that he has been doors that no man is able to open unto you. I know that sometimes he even profound you so that you didn't even have words to even say, cannot even articulate the blessings that God has made you rich and added no sorrow in your life. And so, children of God, on tonight, what we're going to do, we're going to gather tonight. Amen. The Lord laid it on my heart to do something different than we normally have done. Amen. And that's for us to come together, and we're going to get ready to pray in just a few minutes and pray this whole year out and the new year in. And so we're going to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. As never before, God gave me a word on Wednesday, and he said he came to me that morning during my time of meditation before him, and he said, call for the Esthers and the Mordecais. And I just want to put this out in the airway, amen, that it will go globally of the call that God is calling for the Esthers and calling for the Mordecais. And these Esthers and Mordecai, you know your assignment, amen, to go in the presence of the Lord, to fast and pray, amen, for our nation and fast and pray for the people of God, God's people, amen, and those that are coming up under great attack. God said, call for the Esthers, amen, and you know who you are, amen. It's time to fast. It's time to cry out unto the Lord, until God destroy the spirit of Haman, amen, amen, that's trying to raise up in this era and time, amen, and God is calling, and let us bind together, let us pray every time you have your own personal prayer fast day and things from your church, from your own personal fast day. I want you to cry out for this nation as never before, amen, and release God, earthly realm. I'm going to share this, and then we're going to get into prayer. The Lord spoke to my heart. He said, Helen, I've given man dominion over the earth. He said that I will not, amen, violate what I have already set in order. But and what he said, that what we have to do and through this time of fasting and praying is to release him in the earthly realm. How do you do that? He said that when we cry out, Lord, not our will, but thy will be done. Because again, he said, I've given man dominion, and I'm not going to overstep the dominion that I've given man. But if man turned back and said, Lord, you take dominion, you have your way in the earthly realm. And we as the children of God begin to release God in the earthly realm, we're going to see God move on his on behalf of his people as never before, because we had a mind to pray, a mind to come together and call on that wonderful name of Jesus. And I tell you, I heard the Spirit of the Lord just hit my spirit just there. And he said, this is the beginning of that call. He said, it's going to be a momentum. It's going to be a great, a global fast, global praying unto the Lord our God, and we're going to see God move in a mighty way. And so, children of God, as we get ready to go before the Lord, if you are Esther, hit me up. Amen. If you are Mordecai, hit me up on my Facebook and say, I'm Esther and I'm Mordecai. Amen. And we'll give you the instruction that the Spirit of the Lord has put it down in my heart. Amen. Because he said, Helen, globally, he'll woken me up and said, put the call out. Those that I've told, they will know what you're talking about. And so I'm calling for you to contact me as soon as you can via the Facebook. Amen. Text me, however you can call me, however you can. This is a time as never before that God is getting ready to move in this earthly realm. Amen. As never before. So on tonight, what we're going to do, we're going to do what we know to do. We're going to pray this whole year out. And as we get ready to pray the new year in, I pray that you already put your praise in the atmosphere, and we're getting ready to go in, children of God. And so Father, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, dear God, that you forgive us, Father, for every one of our sins and iniquity and transgressions, God, that we have committed, omitted, Lord. Father, where we doubted you, Father, where we didn't complete assignment or did what you did or follow all the way through what you told us to do, Father, we ask that you forgive us. Those that are not living right, Lord, have not lived all the way up to what you called us to live to, Father, we ask that you forgive us on tonight. We come, Lord, humbly, Lord. Father, Lord, we come, Lord, to humble ourselves up under your mighty hand, that, Lord, we may be exalted in due time, but exalt yourself in us, God. Forgive our children, God. Forgive our spouses, Lord. Forgive our sisters and brothers, Lord, our siblings, Lord, our mothers and father, auntie, uncle, Father, our ancestors, Lord. Father, all the way back to the fifth and the sixth and the 10th generation, God. Father, we ask that you forgive us for any, Lord, unsoulish ties or vows or commitments, God, that, Lord, have been made, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we put our hands upon anything that was foul and, Lord, that was not pleasing unto you, Father, we ask, oh God, that you will forgive us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we come, Lord, even our children, if they're rebellion, Father, we ask that you forgive them, Lord, that you will penetrate their hearts even on this night, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of error. We bind the spirit of doctrinal error, God, that want to, Lord, subdue them in their hearts and mind away from you, God. Open their eyes, open their hearts and their minds to receive, Lord, and penetrate their soul, God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them be comfortable, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, only you are able to fill the voids in their life now. Father, we thank you, God, that you're moving mightily in their hearts right now. Father, we come and we renew and we give, Lord, total alliance to you, God. Lord Jesus, Father God, and Holy Spirit, fresh and anew today for the rest of our lives to do your work, Lord, to do your will and obey you at all times, God. We give our life and all that is in it a living sacrifice unto you, which is our reasonable service, Lord. The first and foremost of all that we are, Father, we give glory and honor and praise unto you, our Heavenly Father, Lord. Father, in Jesus, God, Father, Lord, we praise your holy name, Lord. We commit our life and all that it is to you to do your good works, Lord, to have you in the total, Lord, desire and your will and your presence that we will and that we will be transformed into your total, Lord, likeness as Jesus Christ's holy name. Father, we come, Lord, in Jesus Christ to take your rightful place, Lord. We welcome you to take your rightful place in and through our lives, God. We give our life to you for eternity, and we ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are that you called us to be to you in your holy name, God, your word, Lord, your thoughts and plans that you have for us, God. Father, we line our hearts and line our mind, oh God, up with you, Lord. And we say, Lord, that you will be glorified, Lord, in everything that we say or do, Lord, for the glory of the Father, which is in heaven, Lord. Father, we give you glory and honor tonight, Lord. Father, so you alone is worthy of all the praise, glory, and honor, Father. Father, we come right now, Lord, and we worship before you in our hearts, in our minds, and we lift up praise and thanksgiving unto you in a spirit of humility and in fear and trembling, seeking faith and truth, God, which come from you, Lord, in a spirit of gratitude and love through your precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Christ of Nazareth, Lord. Father, you are the word, and what you say, God, will be brought to pass, God. Let it be heard in our hearts and mind, even as according to Job 22, verse 27 through 28. Heavenly Father, your word said that in every place we go, your name is remembered, and you will come to us and bless us according to your word in Exodus 20 and 24, God, and your presence will go with us wherever we go. You will give us rest according to Exodus 33 and 14. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continually guide us and satisfy our desire and in Lord's fortress places, God. Give us strength to our bones, Lord, and we will be like, oh God, a well-watered garden, like a spring of water, who water do not fail, Lord, according to your word. In Isaiah 58 and 11, Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will destroy the power of all demonic spirit that will come against our home, come against our property, that will come against our ministries and business, Lord, and finances and churches, God, and that you would encamp your angels and your chariot of fire around about us, God, according to 2 Kings 6, 17 and 18. Heavenly Father, we declare these things in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you that you will establish us according to Job 22 and 27 and 28, God. Father, according to John 14, 13 and 14, that you will wash us over our minds, God, with the blood of Jesus and cleanse us from all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our life. We ask you, Jesus, to shut every door that needs to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives, Heavenly Father. We ask you to give each and every one of us, as we pray today, clarity, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16 and 23, Father, Lord, we ask that you shut any door that needs to be shut in our lives and open the doors that needs to be opened in the spirit and natural realm of our life in Jesus Christ's holy name. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus through the doorways and over the doorways, and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so they cannot come back through those doorways ever again. To our house, to our property or cars or workplace or spiritual, oh God, businesses and finances, ministries, and even our spouse and our spouse's place of work, God, our children and their schools and their workplace, our friends and loved ones, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you, oh God, for Lord, open opening every door and closing everyone that needs to be closed, dear God. We are only moved, God, by your word, Lord, and by your spirit, Lord, and by your voice, God. We hear your voice, and we refuse to follow a stranger. According to John 10 and 27, our seed is mighty, God, upon the earth, God, according to Psalms 112 and 2. Lord Jesus, I ask you to expand our territory, to fill us and increase us in the Holy Ghost and anointing and power, God. My God, we ask you to lead us in the path of righteousness, God, for your name's sake. We bless you, we praise you, we will worship you and commit all that we are to you, that your perfect will be done through us, God. We ask that you help us to cease from any our own labor, but as we do it by faith, God, we ask that you cause us to enter your rest now in the name of Jesus, and we receive your rest, God. We ask you to release, Lord, your warring angels and ministering angels to war on our behalf. Oh, God, we ask you to fill this, your temple, with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Help us to bear the cross that you prepared for us, God. Help us, oh God, and those in our family. We ask that the Holy Spirit will speak to our hearts through your word, Lord. We ask that you prepare us, God, with reverence and worship and humility through the Holy Spirit, Lord. We ask that you take out us and add to us what we need and anything that we need, Lord, that need to be replaced, God. We ask that your word, that we will read it and that it will be engrafted into us, God, and becoming part of our spirit and our mind and will and emotion, God. We don't want to just read your word, Lord, but we want your word to be engrafted, God, in our spirit, mind, and soul, in our will, Lord, in our emotion, God. Let your word, God, be engrafted, Lord. We declare by your power, oh God, that you are helping and you are causing us to be bold and be fearless and confident and diligent, Lord, and steadfast and faithful and true and loyal unto your name. Oh God, Lord, we ask that you would deliver us where we are blind, deliver us from our wretchedness, our nakedness and poorness, Lord. Lord, help us, oh God. We ask that you will help us, oh God, not to be accusers of the brethren, but to teach each other in gentleness and to be a help in season, to edify and exhort and to comfort one another. We ask, oh God, for love and grace for others and grace from you, Lord. We ask that you will help, oh God, that your love and grace will flow in our lives and be administered to others by your spirit in us, God. Manifest your spirit in and through us, God. We release all things, God, into your hand, and we commit ourselves unto you and trust in you, oh God. We ask for help, that you will give us the word that we want to give to others, God. Lord, we ask that you will forgive us and help us to follow, Lord, your direction, Lord. We ask that you will send those that will receive the gift of salvation unto us, Lord, that we might witness to them and let them ask and receive from our Father, which is in heaven, God. We ask that you give us a clear mind and thoughts towards you. Clear our will towards you. Clear all of our emotional clutter out of our lives. And wash and cleanse us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you come in, Lord, and cause us to hear you louder and clearer, and that you will rest in us, and we will rest in you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to release your love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness, and goodness, your faithfulness and gentleness, with long-suffering and self-control, to flow over and in and throughout our life. Lord, we ask you to fashion our heart like yours, that your fruit will abound in and through our life, unto others, oh God. We ask you, Father, for a clear, a sharp and healthy mind and body in you. Heavenly Father, Lord, tonight, we ask for your perfect will to work in and through our life, our life of those that may touch the lives that we will touch, God, as you direct us, oh Lord. We ask for you, for eyes to see, God. Grant us with ears to hear, a heart to comprehend, and receive what the Holy Spirit is saying to our church, God. We ask to speak and do your perfect will in this life, God, for you and for us and our family, God. We ask you to guard us and our family with your angels, Lord, legion of angels, and that they will manifest as needed, God. We ask you to make us a alert, awaken us, keep us sharp, attentive in our thoughts and ways. We ask that we may prosper in what we put our hands to do for you, Lord. We ask you to renew our youth like the eagle. We ask for a heart like yours, that we might grow and mature in our walk in the fullness of you, in the mind name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way with all of us, God, and all of us. Heavenly Father, we declare your faithfulness to be the heaven, your loving kindness and tender mercy will be renewed and new every morning, God. We praise you, God. We ask that our mind will and emotion do not deceive us in hearing your word, that we will be still in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that we will shut every, you will shut every door that need to be shut, gone, and open any door that need to be opened in the spirit realm and even in the natural realm, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus gone over the doorways and the entryway, and we render the enemy powerless and harmless, and he cannot come back through those doorways against your people again. We protect our home, we protect our land, we protect our children, we protect, oh God, our finance, and all that you've given us, God, with your blood, Lord. in the mighty name of Jesus. You are God, and the peace of God yourself will sanctify us completely, that our whole spirit, soul, mind, and body will be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh God, we ask that you will renew our strength, and the ones that wait upon you, they shall mount up with wings of eagle. They will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Oh God, we thank you that we will be renewed in our strength. The ones that will wait upon you, we shall mount up with wings like an eagle. We shall run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Oh God, Lord, we pray that the eyes of our understanding, God, will be enlightened, oh God, as we may know what is the hope of the calling of Christ Jesus and the riches of the glory in the heavens of the saints, which is exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe according to the working of your almighty power. And you need to raise Jesus Christ. Even you used to raise Jesus Christ from the dead and set him at the right hand in, by you in heavenly places, far above principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also the ages to come. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you put all things under your feet in Jesus Christ and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his holy body, the fullness of him who is full all in all, to the glory of the Father, which is in heaven. Open our eyes, God, that we may see great things, God, that we are complete in you, your provisions for us, God. We thank you, Father, for the victory that the Lord Jesus Christ won for us on the cross of Calvary, in your resurrection has been given to us, oh God. And we are sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, Lord, by faith, oh God, and we are dependent upon you, Lord. And, oh God, we put off fleshly works, God, of the old man, and stand unto all victory of the crucifixion, where the Lord Jesus Christ provided our cleansing from the old nature, and we put on ourselves the new man, and we stand in all victory of the resurrection power and the provision that Jesus Christ made for us, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, we put off all forms of selfishness and put on ourselves, the new nature of Jesus Christ, and with love, we put off all form of fear, and put on the new nature of Jesus Christ with courage. We put off all forms of lust, and put on the new nature, and it is righteousness, purity, and honesty. We put on the new nature, trusting you to show us, oh God, how to accomplish this in our daily walk, God, in every way, Lord. We stand in victory, oh God, of the ascension and the glorification of our Lord in Jesus, whereby all principality, power made subject to Jesus Christ himself. We claim our place in Christ as victorious with him over all the enemy of our souls. Holy Spirit, we pray you you will fill us. Come into our line. Break down every idol. Cast out every foe. Continue to lead us in our prayer. We are thankful, Heavenly Father, for the expression your will for our daily life. You have shown us in your word by your will our daily life. Father, by your word and by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, we claim all the will and the destiny of God for each and every one of us and our family, our unsaved loved one. We claim their salvation. We claim their deliverance, God, tonight. We claim them in the kingdom of God. We claim them before it's everlasting too late. Oh, Jesus Christ, God, we claim all your will and destiny for us, Lord. We thank you that you bless us in all spiritual blessing in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus. We are all with all spiritual blessing, and we thank you that we have been begotten unto the living hope, and we are thankful, oh God, for your resurrection power, God, from the dead. We are alive in 2016. We call our spirit of the Holy Ghost alive in our spirit. Every promise, God, every destiny, God, every purpose will be fulfilled with exactness, God, with clarity, and with purpose, God. We will boldly stand in the name of Jesus. We are thankful, God, that you will make provision for us, and we can be filled with the Spirit of God, with your love and your peace and long-suffering and gentleness and kindness and meekness, faithfulness and self-control will be manifested in our life. Oh, God, we recognize that it is your will for us, and we therefore reject, God, and we resist all effort of Satan and his wicked spirit that tries to rob us of the will of God. We reject that spirit. We cast it down. We cast it down off our family. We cast it down off our family and loved one. Lord Jesus, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around about our minds. Protect us from the enemy of accusation, the enemy of distortion, the enemy, oh God, of lies. We claim the fullness of the will of God for our lives, our children, our husband and wives, our spouses, oh God, for their lives. We claim your will be manifested in 2016, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we completely surrender ourselves to our Heavenly Father as a living sacrifice, God. We choose not to be conformed to this world, but we choose to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We pray that you will show us your will and that you would enable us to walk in your will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our will to the will of God. We bind our children's will to the will of God. We bind our spouse's will to the will of God. We bind our mind to the mind mind of Christ to the glory of the Father, Lord. We ask, oh God, that you will continue to bless we people, God, and we will forever give you the glory and honor, Lord, that's due unto your holy name, Lord. Now, Father, you give to us, Lord, divine healing in every area of our life. Heal the spirit, mind, and will, the emotion and physical being, in according to your divine plan and order for our life. We receive your divine healness, healing, wholeness, and newness of life in the name of Jesus. We ask you to expand in us your territory, Lord. We ask for your to receive beauty for ashes, all of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We ask are like a tree of righteousness that shine, Lord, and is planted of the Lord, that you may be glorified in the name of Jesus. We declare, God, by the power that rests through and abide in me, your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. We ask that you give every person that we are praying for today, according to John 16:23, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you have given to us will be manifest. A divine healing, divine health, oh God, in these bodies, Lord. And God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your anointing, God, to cover us, oh God. Your glory and tangible presence. Give us, amen, a fresh new release, a fresh new flow in our inward man, with rivers of living water springing up, Lord, forth abundantly, with life abundant. Fill us, God, to overflowing with your favor, with your compassion and love, with your wisdom and understanding. Anoint us to hear your voice, and not a stranger. Cause us to clearly discern your will and your plan and your voice over that of a stranger. Give us eyes to see spiritually, hearts to understand, Lord, and to be led by your spirit. Clearly help us to be bold, confidence, oh God, and obedient to do your will. Fill us with your gift, God, and anointing and your blessing and all else, oh God, that you have for us, God. We ask according to John 14:13-14 to anoint us. Pour out your anointing, oh God, upon our life. Apply your anointing oil in us and through us, God, and we receive your anointing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. Let us shine as a bright light in this dark and benign world, God. And oh God, we thank you and we give you glory, oh God. And Father, as we close the night, we take and apply the blood of Jesus over ourselves, God, and over every one of our family members, Lord, over our homes, over our children, over our spouses and our nieces and nephews, and our family, God. We apply the blood from the top of our head down to the sole of our feet, God. We apply your blood, the blood of Jesus, over each and every one of our airways and surround about us. We apply your blood over and under us, God. We apply your blood over the airway, God, that surround us, God. We apply your blood over our home, over our property, over our cars and Lord vehicles, over the business and ministry, over our marriages, God, over our family. We apply the blood of Jesus over our cell phones and the frequencies, God, and whoever would try to tap in, God, let them be, Lord, encrypted out, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we render powerless and harmless, and we nullify and destroy the powers and cancel any powers of the evil one, an evil spirit, every demonic spirit, every demonic stronghold, every messenger of Satan, every witchcraft prayer that tried to come into our presence, that will try to come in and penetrate our family unity, our family harmony, our family peace and love, and everything that tried to come in against our home, against our property, against everything that you're giving to us, God, we render it, Lord, oh God, powerless, God, and cancel every attack in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we